So we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, a regular meeting for Hays Center Public Schools. It's September 14th, 7:20 p.m. Roll call, please.
Aaron.
Here.
Toby.
Here.
Dexter.
Here.
Andrea, present. Marion.
Here.
Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, thank you guys for coming. Just acknowledge again the Open Meetings Act law poster on the wall there and adoption of agenda.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second. Dexter moves to approve the agenda as presented. Andrea seconds. Aaron.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Dexter.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Marion.
Yes.
Okay. Up next, audience communications. We've got Jerry Rippon and Chris Wagner here. What do we need to know, guys?
Well, thanks for letting us come talk with you today. What we've got an issue with is we ordered some Suburbans for you guys. And the long and short of it is they did build out, and so they wouldn't build the 15s, so they built 16s. So I went ahead and decided on my own, I'll just go ahead and eat the difference of the two vehicles, what the difference in the price is, and you guys get 16s. And it was kind of a crummy the way that General Motors told us. We took the bid in good faith, we activated your bid number, everything went through the system, and then they did build out, and they just had a cut off, and we didn't make the cut, so we ordered 16s. And the key element here is, like I said, I would eat the difference in the price, and that was my intention, but they have a concession amount that political subdivisions like a school would get, and it's a different amount for a 15 versus a 16. Quite a substantial amount. What it comes down to is this. Get my piece of paper here. The difference in the two vehicles, there's $700 of difference in each vehicle, so that's $1,400. And then the difference in the concessions is $6,000. That's a difference of $7,400. What I am willing to do is eat $4,948 of that. What I'm requesting is that we could sell you these vehicles $1,226 each. So a $2,452 difference than what we originally bid you when you're beginning 16s. And those vehicles are here and they are on the ground. Could have talked to you probably 3 weeks ago maybe about this, but I kept thinking and hoping that General Motors was going to step up and honor this deal, and they did not, for various reasons. One of them was I didn't have anything to really give them that I got from the school district stating that we had won the bid. I never had anything that said that we had a bid, you know, because we never had to do that before. You guys tell us what we want, and we bid it, and you call us and say, order it. And that's not just your school districts, it's everybody does that. And so they couldn't fight on their behalf, at least that's the story I'm getting, because I didn't have anything in writing saying this or that. And it had already passed that time. And so anyway, what I'm after, or reason I'm saying I'm after, is to come and tell you that the new bid amount is $83,934, which is a $41,967 each. And I got copies of these. They're the same vehicle, other than they're a year newer. And looking back, how could we have changed it? There's really nothing. And anybody, if you would have ordered the bid to someone else, they'd have the same issue, because it was built out. As soon as I think it was Greg got Jerry and said, go for it, we ordered it. We had to activate the bid first, which we did, and we got that done, and then we put the orders in, and they did not pick the orders up.
So the lesson for us is we should have it'd be good for us to submit a bid sheet in writing, our specifications, and then have it use something documented.
That would have helped,
yeah.
Yes. I'm not saying, I'm not going to sit here and try and tell you that that would have filled the deal, but that's...
I'm used to doing bid sheets, by the way. That's,
yep.
That's why I brought it up.
It would have gave us something. They could have went back, and what they would do is an exception. And
okay.
Then they go before three different tiers. And we made it to tier one, and then out the door I went. And I don't know, I bet you I talked to six different people at General Motors. And it's just, and it's all in the fleet department. It has nothing to do with regular General Motors, just the fleet is a different beast.
Okay.
And, so that's what the difference is. My apologies, but there really isn't anything that could have changed this. It isn't anything that anybody dropped the ball. We did just as soon as we got it, put it in there. And you have to wait for the bid to activate. You take your bid number, and all the schools have that, and then you have to wait 24 hours for it to activate. And at that point, I put the order in. And the order is really easy to put in because there's no equipment other than the bench seats. So then I went ahead and thought, well, okay, we got these rigs coming. They're here, they're not gonna do anything about it. I'll go find 15 so I can honor this. There isn't a 15 out there that meets the specifications. There are 15s out there, but they have black interior or they have bucket seats. And we wanted the light color interior is what the request was. And there is, in a 1500 mile search, there was one and it had bucket seats in it. So there just isn't anything out there. And I am trying to see if I can get pool units and honor that also, but they were vinyl seat vehicles, and that was kind of going, and that was been 2 weeks ago, so I don't even know if that would help the situation.
And I'd like to add this to it, to, you know, you guys don't even really need to vote on this or anything, because you've already approved $42,000 for each vehicle, and he's basically, if I read that right, he's eating the rest of that. But we'd have to bring our price up to, it won't be the $40,074. We have to come up to meet that.
That's not the right one. It was $40,740.
Oh yeah, $40,740.
We agreed to, or the bid we gave you was different Suburbans.
Right.
They call it commercial and a.
You're right.
And then you only had black interior with the commercial. We wanted the lighter interior, so we had to go to the.
Right.
Goodness, I'm not sure what the. It's the LS. Is what so those, the original bid was $40,741, which came to $81,482. And the difference is $1,226 a unit. So I don't know, and I guess I...
Okay, so we are just over the thing, right? Anybody around the calculator?
Would you say?
No, it's 40.
Well, 42.
41,967 each.
Right.
So you're okay.
Still under the 42,000 each.
So,
which I don't remember what we did, but I mean we can vote on it again too. I don't think it matters either way. But
I remember us approving at that first meeting a deal not to exceed 42. But I'm not so sure we didn't once their bid came in cheap approve their original. We might since it's on there we can just approve it tonight.
We left. We couldn't see it anywhere.
It may not happen.
Couldn't find it anywhere. I went back and
went
through that whole thing.
Well,
that's been a while.
All the motion was not to exceed 42,000.
Right. I remember that one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I apologize for the, I mean, 30 years of doing this, and I've never had to deal with this before. You normally have somebody fighting for you, and they gave me the impression they were, and that's why he had stopped down one time. I said, I think we got our hand, we'll be good to go. And Jerry was fret the whole time, and there wasn't much I could get done. I mean, you talk with corporate America, and I said, well, what do you do with those other ones? And they said, they're just out there, you do them. And I'm like, and then when I first ordered the 16s, I said, well, what's the price that it's going to be? And they had no pricing for me, but I knew we had to have them coming, so I said, well, if anything, if you guys don't take them, I got two Suburbans there. I'll sell them somewhere. So I kept the ball rolling, never even dreaming that we would have a difference in the concession. And that is... That's Suburbans all across. We've bid 7 different schools so far, and it's the same amounts, so it's not any different.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys coming down and explaining it anyway. What do you get? Do you think, do we want to, just in case, go ahead and vote
on
it again?
It's on there. It doesn't seem like it'd be a bad idea just to...
Well, we just as well do it, I think.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'd move to approve a purchase for two Suburbans from Wagner Chevrolet at a price of $41,967 each.
Second.
Yeah, that's what they got their copy.
Did you just say 42? Is that what you said?
Well, I just used the exact price. It's $41,967 each. That's good. That'll work, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's, I'm going to go after them on my own. So, but I don't want to hold you guys up. I just, because I'm going to take it before some other people that are going to try. Because it just doesn't make any sense as a dealer. You know, I did everything in good faith. You know, whether I have any paperwork or not, I submitted an act. That should be my ace card. They're not even listening to what people are doing. I can't get past the first bunch of people. But, anyway, okay. We're going to keep you guys moving.
Okay,
so.
Aaron moves and Dexter seconds to approve the revised Suburban cost for the 2016 models at a price of $41,967 each. Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate
your
listening to this.
You betcha. Oh, no. It's that happens. Take care.
Later. And they have these. They're there. We'll get them.
You need help going to them?
We'll probably have to take you with me. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can drive?
I know how.
I don't know. I was
services
just looking
report.
Here. Services report. I know I talked to Maury just a little while ago, Fighting Fire, and I was just seeing if he was on there later at all.
His bid is on there a little bit later.
So okay, all right. So we'll go ahead and move past the services report then. Labor Relations Conference update. Is there anything there?
Well, I was there half a day, had medical appointments the last part of the week. Marion was there, and they put us through the ringer. I mean, they had us do some drills and practice sessions, and I thought it was well done. I wasn't there the next day, so I'll let her talk about that.
I got to see the North Star presentation, Craig showed us kind of how that works, and boy, it should be really, really nice. So I'm kind of anxious to get our hands on it and get started messing with it.
I can help her input, or I can input the data, and then whoever's on negotiation or any board member, really, all you have to do is have the login that I sent you in, the username and password, and you can go in and look at the information.
There's just a ton of different reports you can do, and if there's something that's they don't have on there that you want, they'll make it. So it's good. Cool. And they're even updating stuff for classified. They're going to start doing stuff for classified.
Okay, good.
So we'll be in touch. I'll be in touch when we get further into it and get the information set up on it.
Okay.
I'll let you know. You can go in and look at it.
Pretty much all you got to input is the teacher information, you know, where they're at in their steps and all that stuff.
Like BS 18, 24 year experience.
And once that's done, they've got all the other information. You just like a minute, and you have your just plug in your array you want. You just got it.
And we've got other arrays. You can see what everybody else in the state's doing.
You can play with it. You can adjust. You know, they told us that the best thing to do is decide where you want to fit in your array, and then that's what you shoot for. If you want to be on the top, you know, three or in the middle or whatever.
administrative report.
Well, I don't have much to add from the emails and that. We've got kind of an update education-wise. We've been in school in our third week now, and I have not seen any kids in tears. The preschool kids are adapting real well. I'm not trying to steal Tony's thunder, but I like what I've seen since I've been here, and the kids' efforts and the teachers' efforts, and hope to keep it up.
If you want to pass that around, I didn't have a chance to get this to Jeannie because she was gone the last couple of days, last week. Dr. Mahan asked me to put together a brief overview. We look at test scores, and I looked at the MAP scores we had, looked at some of the NESA scores. With a school our size, it's really difficult to look and try to average things out. You lose a kid, frankly, if it's a kid that does very well, our average just sinks, and if it's a kid who does very poorly, our average goes. So the averages don't show us much, frankly. Then I looked at the ACT profile report. We just got that a little while ago. And it just sort of, I don't know what it tells us more than, it's just interesting on how our seniors, when they get out of here, how they compare to the state. And frankly, we're right on the state average, which, you know, we always want to be higher than the average, but we're right there, slightly above. And I think, you know, there's tons of these reports. You look at the MAP reports, you know, you've got a 39-page report on one class. And I think what it tells me is that in a place our size, we can look at each kid individually, which we've talked about since I first got here. And, you know, Dr. Mahan and I have talked about this. Each kid's individual. So it's, you know, when we look at an average score, doesn't really help us much. Because we can look at these kids and see how he or she's doing. And now we're trying to get in place, I'm sorry, go ahead. No, get in place the RTI process, the essential learning standards and all that stuff again, just now to start hitting it. We just put in place this year, the student success, the way I think it was designed when Ron put it in, we're trying to go back to the way it was, or the way I think he meant to do it, that sort of slipped away in the last couple of years, that a kid last period's getting, We've broken it down. The juniors and seniors will be pulled into, we've got them each of the 4 days pulled into a different class. That is their job, and that's their math day. So it's not to do homework, it's to get anything that they missed during the week. Mrs. Kular called so-and-so in. We're going to go over this because you missed, let's say it's a Thursday. You missed this on Tuesday. You don't seem to have it right. We're going to go through this, which is what the student success period was. And it turned into a glorified study hall is what it did. And so we're now trying not to teach it, to treat it as a study hall, but to treat it as a way to go back and help the kids that might have missed something along the way. The second tier thing that they're on the RTI process. But anyway, you were going to mention what we're going to start doing, but anyway, I didn't want to, the test scores, you look at these things with so small classes, we've got three kids in a class, our smartest kid goes, the whole average falls. And when I looked at the NESA scores, from what I thought they should have done this spring, and I told him, I see two kids that surprised me. One that did better than I thought. The little guy met standards in all three areas. And a young lady who, she's got other issues, but she's very bright. And we've got to get past her tough issue situation, I guess I could put, to get to her, because she's a bright girl. We just got to get to her and get her, she's got issues. But I know she's smart, and she did very poorly. And again, the problem with these tests, if she had a bad morning, that's what shows. So, and that's the problem with tests, you know. But we all know that.
Yeah. The state's looking to go into the waiver. And what the waiver does is that instead of being AYP and being every kid 100% at a certain, you set the goals, what you're going to go set the goal for the next 3 years. And then at the end of that 3 years, you're evaluated on how you set the goals and how you achieved them. That motivates me that my competition comes out like, yes, we'll get, we're going to set it there, we're going to be able to make it, instead of artificial numbers from Washington, D.C. or wherever. So I'm looking forward to the waiver. I think it'll go through. I think we'll get it from the feds. But like I told you earlier, I'm beating a dead horse, I know, with you folks. But, you know, once we get all the essential learning, the response to interventions in, and he gets his study teams going and PLCs, I think the test scores will take care of themselves. We put a little carrot out there in front of them saying, you know, if you reach your goal on the test tomorrow, here's what you'll get. And I think it'll zing. We're there. That's my prediction. I've seen it work before.
And I think our teachers now are responsive to our, we're giving them more time now to learn how to do the things that they're telling us, the ESU, to actually get into the, you know, RTI process, understand the PLC process. You know, I think they're buying in now, as opposed to it might have been a little bit of a hesitation. You know, the old, we talk forever. It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, but I think they're buying in. I feel good about our staff.
Yeah.
I really think it's going to be slow because we got some tough kids. That's just the way things are. But I really see, I'm prejudiced, but I see good things happening here. I really do.
We're giving them the time. We're giving them the time to learn and be able to change. Teachers, I don't think, ever are opposed to it, but you expect them to do it in the structure of the day with their face-to-face with the kids. It's not going to happen. I don't blame them. So we're going to give them the time to step back and study and prepare and be able to change. And they like most teachers, they'll step up and say, yeah, we can do this. And it'll happen. I can't give you a written guarantee, but I almost can. Or I can give you a written guarantee, and I guess I'm confident it'll happen. But the key is, like I told Tony today, look at 5 years out. Not only just the facilities, but where we're going to be academically, the teachers, the where we're going to be, the staff development. What are we going to cover in the staff development, and see a progression of growth in the teachers. The professional learning community, you know, I'm not sure they had much time last year. From what I've seen, they didn't have a whole lot of time to collaborate and plan and strategize and become aware and be able to the kids' response to the kids that are struggling. And now we're planning on doing that. That's one thing I want to work on, is looking at calendar for next year. So we, you know, the worst thing you can do is expect them to do something in the confines of a regular day, and they just can't do it. And that's where you get frustration and you get anger, and it's just not worth it. It's better just to give them the time. So you might see some changes in calendar coming up next year, and even this year if things happen. So, but I think if parents know in advance, and you see some, you know, that the teachers are working on things, I think it makes you supportive of the program. Like I told you before, you know, we're going to be positive, and the things we're doing will help be positive. And if parents say something, they say, "Well, I kind of like what we're seeing, what we're doing. Give it a chance, and you'll see your kids' growth. It'll be there. It just takes time." Thank you. I mentioned earlier about the safety inspection. Like I said, we really have no major issues. There's things that we can do to the buildings. There's things we can improve here and there. And I know Maury is on top of things as we speak. So I don't know that, unless you have questions about specific things, I don't have a bit of concern.
Good. Any other comments? All right.
I've heard good things about the new mural.
Oh, the mural?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they'll want to walk out on the way out. We'll go to the new gym, you'll see your new Wolves banner.
Who did that?
Mike Parsons, Rock.
Oh, Rock.
He did the original one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's at the adjournment of the meeting, we'll walk out through that way.
Okay. Under action items, we have appoint new board member. Vicki was unable to attend tonight, but she did write a letter. It's a short letter. I can just read it. It says, I, Vicki Goel, wish to seek the vacancy position on the Hays Center Board of Education. I served four terms, 97 to 2008, on the Hays Center Board of Education. During my four-year term, I served on many committees and attended yearly board workshops and conventions. I enjoyed my service to the school and community very much. Sincerely, Vicki Goel. I guess, I mean, I would move to appoint Vicki Goel as the new board member.
Second that.
This thing doesn't, it wants to spell check names here. Go away. Stop it. My type. There we go. Okay, Aaron moves. Toby seconds to appoint Vicki Goel as the new school board member. Dexter?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Marianne?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes.
On the consent agenda, any questions, comments, concerns there? Everything look okay? I'd move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Aaron moves to approve the consent agenda as presented. Marianne seconds. Andrea, yes. Marianne?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Okay, item 6C, adopt the 2015-2016 budget.
I would move to approve the 2015-16 budget as posted.
Second.
Dexter moves to approve the 2015-2016 budget as posted. Aaron seconds. Marion?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Aaron?
Yes. 6D, approve the 2015-16 tax request resolution.
It needs to be read, sir, Mr. President.
Oh, boy.
If you can read it, or if you want me to, I'll read it for you.
Well, I can read it.
Okay.
Where's that?
Right here. I have it.
Oh.
And then you all sign it, say yes or no.
Okay. 2015-2016 tax request resolution for Hays Center School District. Number 43-79. Whereas public notice was given at least 5 days in advance of a special public hearing called for the purpose of discussing and approving or modifying the district's tax request for the 2015-2016 school fiscal year for the general fund, bond fund, special building fund, and qualified capital purpose undertaking fund of Hays County School District number 43-0079. And whereas such special public hearing was held before the Board of Education of Hays Center, Hays County School District number 43-0079 at the time, date, and place announced in the notice published in a newspaper of general circulation, a copy of which notice and proof of publication of which is attached hereto as Exhibit A, all as required by law, and whereas the board provided an opportunity to receive comment, information, and evidence from persons in attendance at such special hearing, and whereas the board, after having reviewed the district's tax request for each said fund and after public consideration of the matter, has determined that the final tax requests as listed below are necessary in order to carry out the functions of the district, as determined by the board for the 2015-2016 school fiscal year. Now be it therefore resolved that the tax request for the general fund should be and hereby is set at $2,442,575.73. The tax request for the bond should be and hereby is set at $364,020.20. The tax request for the special building fund should be and hereby is set at $60,606.06. and the tax request for the qualified capital purpose undertaking fund should be and hereby is set at $20,202.02. So I would move to adopt the 2015-2016 tax request resolution for Hays County School District.
Second.
Aaron moves to approve the 2015-2016 tax request resolution for the Hays Center School District. Dexter seconds. Aaron?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes.
The next item we've got there, we've got a mower bid, and I talked to Maury earlier and basically got a few bids, and this bid was quite a little better than the other one he got and has what he needs, and so he wanted to be here, but he was out fighting fire and wasn't going to make it back, so... Yes, I'd move to approve the new mower
from Hughes.
From Hughes.
You'll appreciate it.
Aaron moves to approve the new mower bid from Hughes. Marion seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Aaron?
Yes. 6G, we got an option enrollment request from CAMI for Cali, Peyton, and Mesa. I'd move to approve the option enrollment requests for Cali, Peyton, and Mesa Cox.
They're building a house in district now, so they have to go through the process.
Aaron moves to approve the option enrollment request for Cali, Peyton, and Mesa Cox. Dexter seconds. Dexter.
Yes.
Aaron.
Yes.
Sorry. Aaron. Toby.
Yes.
Andrea. Yes. Marion.
Yes.
Okay. Be thinking about if you want to go to that state education conference, let Jeannie know here by next week, Wednesday. I don't see any correspondence. Next meeting will be October 12th, 2015. Do we want to do, what time do we want to have? I mean, do we want to continue with
nine
the...
Nine would be good.
Probably going to be after the time change then, yeah, or no?
I don't think so.
November 1st.
Hey, it's November, yeah.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter to me either.
Well, we had kind of decided on what?
Was 8 o'clock. I thought we were trying to get for summertime.
Should we do 8 for one more meeting?
Harvey, I'm sorry.
Should we do 8 o'clock for one more meeting and then maybe the chime change, we could bump it back up?
We got this one to 7.
Which you said last school year you were going to go at 7. That's what you're...
Oh, was that the deal?
That's what you guys were deciding.
When school started?
I like 8 better, but I'll make it either way.
You can try 8. It's up to you. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to you.
Go to 8. You're in charge.
Doesn't matter to me either. We can do 8 and one more meeting, then the time changes and it'll be dark, and we can bump it up.
Don't do it just because of me.
I want to do it just for Dexter. That's what I do for the right hand vice president. So, okay. So the next meeting will be October 12th, 2015 at 8 p.m. Meeting's adjourned at 7:55 p.m. Thank you.